I think it's not enough to say, okay, we just want to reach those we reach anyhow in Sunday Mass. You know, we want to reach more people. We want to use communications to foster dialogue of the church with the society, to offer what we have to offer, to invite people to listen to us. And for that, we also need a way to communicate not only those who know our Christian language, who know our rights, know everything, but to say, okay, how can we find a language which really is understandable for all people of goodwill? And I think that's a challenge we might become aware of more and more now, not only in Europe, where it's a key issue, or in the United States, or it means in the western or northern part of the world, but really also in the south, it is becoming more and more important. It's not anymore that the church has a stance, okay, we say and people will listen, but all that the church has to struggle with, all the opinions, ideologies, positions expressed in the communication field. And okay, what is our specific thing and how can we communicate?
We are actually, if you go to see, we are reaching out more to the Hindus and the Muslims and the Buddhists and other religions than to our own Catholics. Why I say this is because from the responses that we are getting, from the letters that we are receiving from our listeners, majority, 65% of these letters are from the Hindus and the Muslims. They find our programs interesting. They find something valuable in our programs. So much so that they are even reaching out among their own Hindu class. So when we make our programs, we may have in mind the Catholics, the Christian community. But then one of them did come to me and says, Father, you don't think that these problems are existing only for the Catholics and for your Protestant groups there to whom you are speaking out so loudly and clearly and giving them value-oriented messages. You know, their problems are our problems. So don't neglect us in the process. Do it to the whole world. Do it to the whole of India. Do it to the whole of South Asia. This is what I would like to tell you, Father.
Catholic communicators do not just reach out to other Catholics. Every country in the world has its own needs, joys and sorrows. Christianity is about the whole of life. The needs of individual Catholics are also frequently those of everybody else in their surroundings, regardless of their religious belief or non-belief.
First important thing is to be very clear, there's not one model. You know, sometimes people come and say, what is your model? And say, well, there is not one model. You have to examine very carefully what is a specific situation. What are your possibilities? Also from a legal point of view, for example, in Africa, radio is booming because the legal situation has changed. Now it's possible to have church radio stations. 10 years ago, that was impossible. And it's still impossible in some African countries. In Asia, when you look at a country like India, it's still not possible to have church communication in the mass communication field. You have a lot in group communication, you have a lot in formation, but the church is not allowed to run a radio station. So really to see specifically what is the situation, what are our resources, so what can we offer, what needs do we perceive, to which needs do we want to respond, and really to spell that out carefully with the partners. Okay, what is your situation? It's not enough that somebody saw something that, well, that's what I want to implement now in my context. Like, well, let's see whether that's possible.
Dr. Daniela Frank, director of the Catholic Media Council, known as CAMECO, works to promote Catholic outreach across the world. Father Alfie Ben, who runs the South Asia programs for Vatican Radio, finds that he has more Hindu and Muslim listeners than Catholics.
It's a problem to reach out to the Catholics because our Catholics are very much closed in. Unless and until we go to their homes and to their dioceses and to their parishes, unless they see for themselves the posters, the banners, they don't believe that there is something called the Vatican Radio. Now, today we have 192 dioceses in the whole of South Asia. We could say we have reached out to only about 35 to 40. When am I going to be covering up the remaining 150 and more? The only way I'm trying to reach out, and since we have started this publicity drive campaign since the past 2 years, we are adding practically every month we are adding one diocese. On an average, it's working out to about 25 to 30 dioceses in the whole year round. But that is what our aim is. In another 3 or 4 years' time, we should be covering up all the dioceses. Covering up the diocese means reaching to the parishes, reaching to the institutions.
Father Alfie has to adopt a wide variety of strategies to make Catholics aware of the existence of Vatican Radio in a vast subcontinent where a Catholic radio station is not legally permitted. Daniela's difficulty is often helping dioceses to develop realistic plans that can actually be put into operation.
Sometimes it's a difficult process, you know. Somebody is coming saying, I want to have a radio station, and my diocese has the size of half Poland, and I think I want to have one transmitted covering all the dioceses. Sorry, that's not possible. Or it's so expensive that nobody will be able to support you in that. So to see, what do you want? What is your aim? What are the possibilities? Is radio then really the best way? Might be it's better to have a network of small stations instead of one.
Collaboration between areas of similar experience can often be the best way forward.
Something we are really trying to strengthen during the last years is also a South-South dialogue. So that people not only would be in touch with us, who are in any case coming from Europe, but really have a chance. For example, in Africa, radio networking is now a top issue. So how can the stations in one country collaborate more closely? And recently, in Tanzania, for example, that's a process going on. And recently, we agreed to invite somebody from Latin America who has a lot of experience with radio networking to go there, to see with them, to do some workshops, to visit the stations. Okay, what do you need for networking? It's more than just having a technical infrastructure to exchange programs, but you have to coordinate, you have to see what are specific capacities of each one of you and to really contribute to a common program. And it's often easier to learn from somebody who has lived the same situation and has already gone through the struggle. So to see what is important, what has proved to be helpful, what not, so might be you can avoid to do some errors others did already. And I think that's also one of our roles, to build also the bridges between South and South experience.
Father Alfie finds Vatican Radio's programs for South Asia build a different type of bridge.
We get in a year's time, say about 8,000 to 10,000 letters. And as I said before, there are 65% of these letters are from the Hindus, the Muslims, the Jain, the Buddhist. Think of any other religion that is there in the whole of South Asia. We're receiving more from them. They have said, this has made our life a little better now, what it was in the past. This person of Christ that you talk about, he's made a whole world of a difference to us. If there is someone who's living inside in me today, it's Jesus himself. It's not our own gods. I wouldn't like to name any one of them. But it is this person of Jesus who has made a world of a difference. He was a man for others. So would I like to be a man for someone else.
But his aim is not to convert, but rather to strengthen.
You just can't use the word conversion with our programs. Our programs are humanitarian programs, social programs, that are just making them. A Hindu lives a better Hindu life. A Muslim lives a better Muslim life. And that is what he says. He said, we are not interested in religions as such. If he can help us grow and make ourselves meaningful and make this world a better place to live in, a better village, a better surrounding in where we are staying, that is all that we would like to hear from you. And that's why that we have changed the type of programs. There was a time when we had not had any youth programs. But now that the religious programs that we have started on youth, there's so much of letters and correspondence that is coming from the youth. He says, Father, that is just not the Catholic problem, sir. It is us too, Hindus and Muslims. Please include us in your whole program. And now we are reading more of those Hindu letters and comments that they have made through the mailbox program.
Daniela and Kamiko collaborate closely with Missio and Miserior, two of the Catholic donor agencies also based in Aachen in Germany. They are able to offer very real, practical assistance to Catholic communicators.
Yeah, I think that was one of the reasons why we are located in Aachen originally when we were founded, because both Missio and Missio were already there. And I think it's also good to have this direct communication with those who might become funders of initiative and us as a consultancy office, so we really can strategize together. So sometimes we even sit together, the partner, Kamiko, Missio, Miserio, to see, okay, what is needed, who can contribute what, to plan a process together. So really to foster a close collaboration and really to see, to put into practice what partnership could mean. So it's not that people would have to beg here to get the money, but really to see, okay, that's a concern we all of us share, and then to see what can each one of us contribute to put that concern.
Christianity is about the whole of life. In Asia and in Africa, people take it for granted that others have a religious belief. Life is not compartmentalized. Christianity is about the whole of life. In Asia and in Africa, people take it for granted that others... Christianity is about the whole of life. In Asia and in Africa, people take it for granted that others have a religious belief. Life is not compartmentalized, and neither is anything to do with religion and faith.
It's not a compartment. It includes the whole of life. Every aspect of your life, there is a belief element that comes in. Be it in the community, be it in the family, be with yourself. And even when one person reaches out to another, goes out to another, this the basic foundation is belief or faith. The faith aspect is so strong that we cannot live without faith. Imaginary, no, I believe in so, no. It is very much concrete. And each one has got respect for the other man's faith. What you hear a little bit of this tension, the fundamentalist attitudes that is sometimes just coming on the uprise, is just in the hands of a few fundamentalists. That just a few, you could name them at the tip of your fingers. But the rest of the world, the rest of the community around the place, they don't want to do anything with this. It's a lot to do with, what's the term that they use, is this gunda tendencies. That is the one which they are afraid of people. That's why they fall in line with these people and they want to do something just to pacify them. But they just turn their back, they said to themselves, forget about it. That stage has passed. We have to come back to our basics. This is our life. We have to be good with one another, with every multicultural, multi-ethnic and multi-religious group. We have to be living together. We need to be eating together from the same plate. That's what we are. Our social element is so strong. That's why, even till today, that we have joint families. Can you imagine that in a joint family that I know a number of them. But at least one concrete example that I can tell you, there are 53 people in a joint family. You can imagine, it's a big house, but each one living peacefully. And just that, it is not that one, it's a whole Hindu community, it's a joint Hindu community, but there are two Catholic girls who are there. And the husbands are turning to be more Catholics than the girls themselves. You can imagine what influence women can have on Hindu people. And the other, there is another, a Muslim girl who has also entered now, just recently. But they accepted her. Why? The whole social element, the ties are so strong.